The following is Christina York's talk, Fighting the Urge to Own the Design, from UX Thursday Detroit. UX Thursday is brought to you by UIE and Vitamin T. For more information about future UX Thursday events, visit uxthursday.com. That's uxthursday.com.
I'm Christina York, and I live and work in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I work for a small not-for-profit company called Ithaca. And Ithaca makes products that support scholarly research in advancing knowledge. And JSTOR is one of those products. You might be familiar with it. When Jared called me, I was thinking a lot about all the different things we were trying at work. I'm fortunate to work in a place where we really have a lot of creative freedom to choose the tools we want or the methodologies we want. And we've been experimenting a lot with things. And I've also been doing a lot of reading to inform my experimentation. And a lot of things I've been stumbling on recently are debates, discussions in the UX community around design and what is design and the role of design and how do you define design. And, you know, design is a process, not a thing that you own. Or design is a methodology and not an outcome. And I really don't want to engage in that philosophical debate, although you might see that creeping into the story I want to tell today. The story I want to tell today is about using design. When you use design as a shared activity, it can improve communication, facilitate communication, and really help you make better decisions around product development. So the story begins with our organization that says, hey, we have a new business model, and we need you, Scrum team, to create a product around this new business model. All right. We, Scrum team, says, okay, how do you do that? All they have is a business model. And the first thing you do, one of the things is we start creating stories and start planning, release planning, and do planning. One of our first goals we thought about was we need to help the business owner of this product plan out the approach for the very first launch and help them scope it right, to help them have a plan of attack that is going to get them to a place where they can say that it was a success. As at the time, the UX person on the team, well, there's a couple of us, but my goal was, I just need some information that can help me do my job really well. I want to do a really good job. And telling me, go make a product to match our business model, how is anybody going to know if I really did a good job? So I need some better information off the get-go. Well, especially with any new product launch or in very early stages of projects, we had a need to strategize about the approach. We had to think about what was the desired experience we wanted to create around this new product. We did not need stakeholders or team members agonizing over where to place the blue button. This stage, we don't care. We're not even talking about the interface. But as some of you may know, it can be very difficult to manage conversations at the strategic level, to keep people at this abstract level, big picture level. And I think it's human nature to tend toward the concrete, things that we can really sink our teeth into and understand or see or touch. And therefore, conversations always tended toward how to arrange the interface. And in the early phases, that's not what I needed to know as a designer. So set out some high-level goals around these challenging aspects of strategic versus tactical. Really, the first goal is all I want to do is facilitate decision-making at this point. And then I do want to enable participation in the design, but at the appropriate level. And I do want to be perceived as a teammate, as an equal, not as somebody who walks into the room with all of this vast knowledge, and trust me, it's vast, and say to people, this is how it will be. Because, as you well know, when you say that, that's never what it ends up being when it launches. So I had to come up with a plan. How do we do this? If we wanted to do this as a team and really be perceived as a teammate, we had to have a complete process that screamed collaboration. And so the very first thing that I needed to do was level set. Early on, I realized, as a UX person, I didn't fully understand. Nobody did, except the business owner. And the business owner didn't fully understand the interface that their product was going to be fitting into. And they also didn't fully understand the related product offerings that were outside their realm of ownership. So we had some gaps there. So we needed to level set. The next thing we needed to do as a group is think about, this is a new product, all the great opportunities and all the scary parts, the risks that come with it. And what better way than to do that as a team, to have lots of different perspectives come in together to quickly brainstorm and do that. And then the third part, I thought, why not participatory design? Participatory design, I've done some stuff in the past, I'll mention in a sec, but when you treat it as design is simply a problem-solving activity, it really opens the doorway for anyone to participate. It doesn't become so scary for somebody who will say, I don't know how to draw, or I can't sketch a thing. It's nothing to do with that. Every design problem is simply a problem-solving activity. So phrasing it that way and approaching it that way really helped. It didn't matter whether you were an engineer or a CEO to participate in the process. So through those three phases, what did I do? Came together with a group of stakeholders, and we started to level set by sketching what was known together. And this is just a crappy photo of one of the things we sketched. We decided to stay at the workflow level. So we talked about what was going on in the current interface, in the current product offering, and saying, well, you know, let's sketch out all the activities that people do, how they're related to one another. Let's just put it up on the wall so everyone can see it. And we build it together so that no one person is responsible for remembering every single thing. Starting to level set. We sat down then, everyone got two different color sticky notes and said, let's brainstorm together. Opportunities and risks. People have different areas of expertise and knowledge about the business. So coming together and looking at the shared picture and saying, what do you see that's good, bad, what questions do you have? And we placed those sticky notes, yellows were opportunity, pinks were risks, in the appropriate places on the workflow. And then we talked about it. And we stood back and we looked at it. And we said, wow, are there clusters? Oh, are there places where there's lots of opportunity and little risk? Because for initial product offering, you don't need to build every single possible feature that will ever be needed. You need to come up with the right place to start and be successful at that, and then evolve your product. And so really visualizing it this way with different perspectives was useful in saying, hey, we see a couple of natural starting points for, you know, integrating this new product offering into our product offering into our